Bye. care of myself. I can make a peanut butter sandwich. I can brush my teeth and I can give myself a bath. I can walk home alone from school. I can pick dinner from the trash behind the deli. I can watch the baby for the whole weekend. I can keep a baseball bat by my bed just in case there's trouble. Don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
If you're in jail, who'll be there to take care of your family? Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform, non-commercial community, and even sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buechert, and this evening our theme is called Guns, Girls, and Guitars. We began that set with the all-female Japanese trio, the 5678s, and Guitar Date from their Bomb the Rocks Early Days Singles album. And then it was the Spice Girls with Wannabe. Followed that with an all-male trio from Texas singing about their gun love. Yeah, that was ZZ Top. And then La Tigra singing about the 2001 Dyke March from their Feminist Sweepstakes album. AC/DC finished off the music in that set with a deep cut from Flick of the Switch, Guns for Hire. That's a song you're not going to hear on any of the commercial radio stations. Not the kind of AC/DC song that was released as a single. So commercial radio stations ain't gonna play it. And then we finished things off with yet another public service message about reducing gun violence. Backing me up right now is the Celtic Fiddle Festival with Mason de Glace. Springtime. So, I wanted first to give a shout out to Arthur, who called in before. He was enjoying that color box sound collage in the first main set. And Arthur, in case you didn't already know it, hosts the Grand Hour at 5 a.m. on Wednesdays here. And he plays mostly dramas from the golden age of radio. And he's contributed ideas for a number of my shows, like The Race for Space and in our Halloween Spooktacular this year. He suggested the 1940s drama Sorry Wrong Number with Agnes Moorehead. And, we sure had fun with that, both on the Friday before Halloween, and then filling in for Jay in 1,000 Points of Light on All Hallows Eve itself. I also wanted to mention that I've been reading a fun and fascinating new hardcover book called Harlots, Whores, and Hackabouts, A History of Sex for Sale. It was written by Dr. Kate Lister, who's a lecturer at Leeds Trinity University in England. And I think it's a premier example of why you would buy a hardcover book now in the 2020s rather than reading the content on a screen. This book is filled with hundreds of gorgeous color and black and white images, many of them each on their own page. And each page is thick and obviously of high quality. There are lots of prime photos of ancient art, including Babylon, Greece, and Rome, particularly Pompeii, as well as erotic photos. Because, you know, they started taking erotic photos from pretty much the time they invented photography. There's also so many nicely reproduced paintings from across culture throughout the ages. And some of them from the 19th century, well, they are just so beautifully, so well rendered and enticing. And as the science fiction writer Robert A. Heinlein said, each generation thinks it invented sex. Each generation is totally mistaken. Anything along that line today was commonplace, both in Pompeii and in Victorian England. The differences lie only in the degree of cover-up, if any. So sex is central to life itself, and Kate Lister's writing, I think, is both educational and entertaining as she describes the circumstances, sometimes sordid circumstances, of people paying other people for sexual pleasure. It's a beautiful art book, and it's an engaging history book. And once again, it's called Harlots, Whores, and Hackabouts, A History of Sex for Sale, written by Dr. Kate Lister, and it was just published on October 26th by Thames and Hudson, Inc. So, in the next set, we're going to be hearing a very heartfelt song from Kimya Dawson. And also Joan Jett and Nora Jones and Peaches. And we're also going to be hearing from a gun song by Motley Crue. But first, as we've been starting off each of these sets, let's hear from a Japanese J-pop female band. Here's a duo this time, Puffy AmiYumi, and this song is called Sunday Girls. Here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage, only.
much would you want to stand at the wrong end of a shooting gallery?
To be better than my friends, I just wanted to prove wrong the people in my head, the ones who told me I'd be better off dead, the ones who told me that I would never win. When I delivered newspapers, they said I was too slow. When I was a barista, they said I made lousy foam. When I worked in retail, they said I was a slob, much too dumb for school and much too lazy for a job. So I rode my bike like lightning, and I made cappuccinos that would make the angels sing. Took two showers a day, and I dressed up like a princess, shook my fist in my own face and said, I'll show you who's the best. I wrote the kinds of papers teachers hang up on their walls. I was employee of the month at 7 different shopping malls. And one time playing football, I pulled the tendons in my leg. To prove that I was tough, I hopped on one foot and finished up the game. If I succeeded, I'd be happy and they'd go away. But first thing every morning, I'd still wake up and I'd hear them say, you're fat, ugly, and stupid, you should really be ashamed. No one will ever like you, you're not good at anything. And sometimes I'd rise to the challenge, but other times I'd feel so bad that I could not get out of bed. And on the days I stayed in bed, I sang and sang and sang about how crappy I felt, not realizing how many other people would relate. Saying the things they didn't know how to say. And the people in my head still visit me sometimes, and they bring all of their friends, but I don't mind. I play my guitar like lightning. When I sing, I like it when you sing too loud and clear. Different voices, different tones, all saying, yeah, we're not alone. I got good at feeling bad, and that's why I'm still here. I got good at feeling bad, and that's why I'm still here. I got good at feeling bad, and that's why I'm still here.
I have only 5 words for you.
From my cold, dead hand.
CBS News. Former Beatle John Lennon was shot and killed Monday night in New York City. This is John Bohannon reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Police say a man with a gun apparently had been waiting in the entrance of the Dakota, the apartment building where Lennon lived. Just as Lennon got out of a car, the man opened fire. More from Stephanie Shelton.
Lennon was brought to Roosevelt Hospital's emergency room shortly before 11 p.m., according to Dr. Stephen Lynn, director of emergency room services.
He was dead on arrival. Extensive resuscitative efforts were made, but in spite of transfusions and many procedures, he could not be resuscitated.
Where was he shot, Doc, and how many times?
He had multiple gunshot wounds in his chest, in his left arm, and in his back.
Lynn said there were 7 wounds in Lennon's body, although he could not say how many shots were actually fired. Lennon died, said Lynn, from damage to the large blood vessels in his chest. He probably died, Lynn said, almost instantly. Lennon's wife, Yoko Ono, was with the singer when he was shot and later at the hospital. According to Lennon's record producer, Jack Douglas, Lennon had been at a recording session, had taken a break to go home to get something to eat. He was shot in the entrance to his apartment. Stephanie Shelton, CBS News, New York.
Teaser. And they call her baby. And now, the feel-good story of the evening with Arusha Pieris.
Diner suspect seeks seconds, shoots self. Police say a robbery suspect held up the diner on Monday, went back for seconds on Wednesday, and wound up shooting himself in the foot. Police say they arrested Clayton Everett Tenman, 23, who was hospitalized. A bullet had gone through his foot. Springfield Police Detective Tom Rapp said the robber encountered the same clerk in both stick-ups and told her the second time he wanted more. He was a little upset due to the amount of money he got the first time. So he went back hoping to get more, said Springfield Police Detective Tom Rapp. As he left the diner, police said the robber ran through the parking lot and fired several rounds from a handgun, hitting himself once. Police said they weren't sure why he fired the gun, but they suspected he was using methamphetamine.
son of a gun. You thought I was going to say son of a didn't you?
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford this evening. Our theme is called Guns, Girls, and Guitars. And we kicked off that last set with the Japanese female duo Puffy AmiYumi and Sunday Girls Nichiyomi no Musume from their Illustrated History album. And then we heard a song that just makes me want to cry just about every time I hear it. Kimya Dawson in The Competition. Actually, her songs in general just have a way of doing that with her voice and her emotion. And then a band that definitely doesn't bring tears to my eyes, Motley Crue. That was their song, Stick to Your Guns. We followed that with a December 8th, 1980 news report, a CBS news report on the assassination, the murder of John Lennon. And then it was Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Baby Blue, followed by Nora Jones and Shoot the Moon. And then the Electro Clash artist Peaches collaborating with Gonzalez on a remake of Felix Parties from the Teaches of Peaches. The bonus disc, too. We got time for one last set before we turn things over to Savoir Faire, promptly at 10 p.m. And we're going to start this off with a song that I used in my intro set for some time. And, well, in fact, yes. And we're fixing the girls part of our theme here with Avril Lavigne.
Hey, you, I could be your girlfriend. Hey, you, I know that you like me. a groupie. I'm a groupie.
I'm a groupie. I'm a groupie. I'm a groupie.
It's a full-time thing because you have to be out till 4 and 5 in the morning.
too many. Freedom is just a word, but not for you and me. We know it when we've got it. We damn sure know when it's being stolen. That special sixth sense for freedom obliges you and me to safeguard it, to preserve it, especially when others will not. That's why we're stunned when one guy is willing to give up another guy's guns. Or worse yet, when honest, lawful citizens say, here, take it, it's okay. That's already happened in Australia, in England, where gun owners were lawful citizens on Monday, but criminals on Tuesday, if they didn't surrender their guns to the government to be confiscated and destroyed. They have no Bill of Rights. But our founding fathers knew us better than we do. They gave us the Second Amendment. Your right and my right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. But we may be its only guardians. We who haven't been talked out of it or shamed into submission. We who put down our differences to unite in his name. We who will never give it up will call ourselves the NRA. Today, I want you to reconnect with that kid in you, whose infinite dreams in the woods or the plains or the mountains or wherever you ran free. I want you to reclaim that kid who first found how freedom feels, then pass it on. Every one of us knows a boy whose passion for freedom is not yet spoiled or undone. A son, a grandson, a niece, a nephew, a neighborhood kid. Go to him. Give him a chance to kindle and care for that natural flame inside him. Help him believe in his own instinct to revel in freedom. Teach him how the Second Amendment gives him and his country liberty the world can only dream of. Tell him it's his job to inherit and bequeath this, the one freedom that makes all the freedoms possible, the one right that protects all the other rights. Do that, and you will perpetuate the purity of freedom here, the last place on the planet where dreamers give it life. Just as we are today, they will be tomorrow, freedom's only hope.
This is a love song. I'd like to dedicate this to all that Nashville pussy. This is a little love song called Wang Dang Sweet Boom Tang.
You've been listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. That's right. No mere radio program. This be... No. It's been a sound collage with a theme of guns, girls, and guitars. That last set started off with Avril Lavigne and Girlfriend, followed by the Japanese band Pizzicato 5 and their song If I Were a Groupie, nicely done in bilingual Japanese on one side of the stereo and English on the other. Meanwhile, we're closing things out with that wild man, Ted Nugent, and Wang Dang Sweet Poontang, his kind of love song. And we're also mixing up alongside this Wendy Carlos and her epic ambient masterpiece, Fall. Here's the Wendy Carlos. Here's the Sweet Poontang. Thanks so much for listening. I expect to be back again next week with a different sound collage for ya. Meanwhile, remember, if you're under the influence of anything, like Ted Nugent, a bad influence sometimes, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving, or any motorized vehicle. People die that way. So yeah, we're wrapping things up. And if you stay tuned, promptly at 10 p.m., Savoir Faire should be coming on with some great music from the 1980s for you.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.